she's been all the way.
Oh, it's really good to have a friend like you who can fix up this microphone.
Well, you told me to blow it out.
It was aromatic.
Well, then fucking get the candle and light the lighter again.
The
I don't know. I don't fucking... If I can get the mouse to bring it over if I needed it.
Now let's contact the spirit world.
Matthew Perry.
Relevant.
Is it really relevant though? I feel like everyone's moved on.
I just find it nuts that Kieran and I were re-watching Friends when he died.
Really?
I was like, that's fucking weird, man.
That's crazy. I was actually like thinking about Jeffrey Epstein when I found out he had passed.
Oh, yeah, well, your name's on that list.
Have you seen that clip from... I think
it's like, fucking Photoshop your name on that list.
Have you seen that... it's a clip from like Conan's podcast. And he's talking to this other comedian. And he's talking about Jeffrey Epstein. He's like, Jeff Epstein? He's like, yeah, he's dead. He's like... Him, you know, the financier, like, yes, he was running a pedophile ring. It's like, no, not Jeff. It's like, stop calling him Jeff. He's not your mate.
Yeah, stop humanizing him.
What's the girl he was with? Jeffrey Epstein.
The only thing I know about Jeffrey
Epstein
is
the name of the girl
Jeffrey
Epstein was with. Ghislaine Maxwell? She's in prison now.
Why?
I don't know, part of the
she's
ring.
Like a solicitor?
No, I don't fucking... Yeah, solicitor for the kids.
Yeah, the sex ring.
Because he was like, oh, wait till I, you know, talk to Giselle about this.
He's it's like, crazy how many people he knew.
Well, I know.
But that list is fucking long.
Like Stephen Hawking and...
They're the best fucking memes. They're going to be the best memes in 2024.
I know.
So is it? It's only just been released, hasn't it? Like the full list. Because I thought it had been
at the time
released
of recording,
already.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it had already been released, like prior.
I think so too. Can you believe Ellen DeGeneres is on that list?
Yeah, well, she's
actually
raging lesbian. I would fucking say so. Probably. Google it. You can Google the list.
Okay, who's on the list?
You are.
Let's have a look. What's the list called? Epstein.
Island. Guest.
Island.
Do you reckon they had like a guest book they all had to sign?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, great stay. Great tight young pussy.
Great. Had a really great time. Was a little bit tight. Hopefully a bit looser next time. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
3 stars. Here are the famous people. Jeff, no.
Wide range of availability. The food was shit, though.
I can't find like a good Donald Trump, Prince Andrew. No way.
Yeah, wasn't he like caught up with it when Jeffrey got arrested the first time?
Yeah, I think so.
He was like, I can't physically sweat.
Yeah, that yeah.
Because they found DNA in the shoes.
Michael Jackson, no way. Donald Trump, Bill Clinton.
How upset would you see if Burt Kreischer isn't anyone there?
Bill Burr? No, sorry. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but he does like him young.
No, just it's a meme. Bruce Willis?
Is Bruce Jenner on there?
It's not Bruce.
Whatever the fucking thing's name
it's
is.
It's Caitlin.
Have you seen though it's now dressing like a man?
No.
Again?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Everybody's like, he's the return of Bruce.
Oh, fuck me.
The king's,
you know what?
The king's back.
You know how they... I really like the parody they did of that on South Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you're going to say South Park.
Yeah, buckle up, buckaroos, and you hit someone. Yeah. I actually watched the new season of... Like, the latest season of South Park, 6 episodes.
Yeah, what's going on with those guys over there? They're like, okay, or...
What do you mean?
Like, what's going on? Is South Park just ending or something?
No,
or
they're just... not funny anymore. Well, they've been doing it since, like, 99.
Yeah, they got cancelled.
It never got cancelled. When?
Oh, I mean, I think Family Guy got cancelled. Then they came back.
Really? Like third season. No, it's like it's mostly on HBO
streaming platform.
What's it called?
Binge.
No, not Binge. What's
HBO
the
Max?
Yeah, I think. Fuck me. I think so, but there's another one that they're on. Whatever it is in America. Because I was watching the newest special about Cred, and it has like Logan Paul. Or Logan McDouchebag or whatever they call him. And it's all the kids, like, they love Cred.
It'd be way cooler if they just said their real names and just added these fucking people.
Yeah, they used to do that.
Can they get a definition of character then?
Yeah.
Or is it just, like, satire?
Oh, yeah, I think it's, like, they might have had too many legal battles. Because remember back in the day, it was, like, R. Kelly stuck in the closet.
Yeah.
I'm R. Kelly.
And, like, Michael Jackson
stuck in the closet.
Yeah, purgatory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like now, it's
like
it's so different.
Fucking kids.
I didn't really like the two new specials. Like they're okay. They weren't.
I I'm going to be honest, I didn't really like the fucking COVID specials either.
I don't know. I feel like the peak, the golden era of South Park is like from season 5 to maybe like season 13.
Yeah, I agree.
And then after that, it's just like, they're just being edgy because they think it's funny.
I still think it's good. I just don't think it, but it's never going to be as good as it was.
You know what never gets old? What? Family Guy.
Disagree. What is with this fucking Family Guy? Everyone thinks it's the greatest show of all time.
It's fucking goated.
It's not. It's not that good.
It is. It is because they actually use people's names.
I remember when I was on a, I don't know, shit meme, then a shit cutaway gag. Not having it.
Oh, yeah? Because your show was
raising That's success. Oh, yeah. So you have to have a raising success show to actually, you know, give criticism on shitty animated TV shows.
Yes.
Suck my dick. No. But with South Park, I watched the, there was an episode in the latest season.
You know what needs to die?
What?
The fucking Simpsons.
Isn't it dead yet?
Nah.
So we're going.
That shit stopped being funny like after the 20th season.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the fucking, what is it? Like, I still really like American Dad.
Classic.
Yeah.
You know what is top tier and will forever be top tier?
Mm.
Futurama.
Give me a second. I'm going to ruin my mum.
What are you going to do? Tell her to shut up?
Give me a second.
It's her house, cunt.
Give me a second.
I can't believe you do this to your own mother.
No, I can't. It needs to be done. Give me a second. Hold on.
Matt's going to abuse his mother in her own house because she's upstairs living her life.
No, you know what? I'm fucking sick of this shit. I'm trying to record a fucking professional podcast.
Move out.
Can't afford it. Fuck me in the ass.
It baffles me that you were about to do that.
Oh, that was a meme.
You were ringing your mum.
Yeah, no. She'd pick it up and I'd be like, hey, mum, can you bring me down a little present? Ooh-woo. Do you miss coming on the podcast? I'm your host, Matthew Winter. Ben, come back in the shot. Can you make sure you line up, please?
Oh, fuck off, cunt. It's not square anyway.
It is square. It's fucking directly in the middle. Oh, it's mum.
Yeah, what do you think was going to happen?
Shit, no, my mum's going to be back. What do I do? Hey, mum. Oh, I forgot now. Never doesn't matter. I've fixed up. I'm all good. I'll talk to you. Yeah? Sorry? Now you are. You're back on the podcast, Mum. Can you believe it?
Oh, you fucking really? I could have done my hair.
Oh, yeah, you could have done your hair, but it wouldn't have made a difference. Nah, the fans love you, Mum. You know that, right?
Eh?
They love you, the fans.
Yeah, well, I've never seen anything on there with me in it.
Yeah, that's because, you know, we're not allowed to reveal your face. Because then I'd have to, you know, pay for the rights to use your likeness and all that sort of stuff, you know?
I should get one of those wigs, like, what was the name? Sia?
Who? Sia, with a wig? Yeah, but didn't she have, like, an actual disease, Mum? Like, that's... No. Yeah, she did. She's got, like, alopecia or something.
Oh, well, I've got something wrong with me too. We've all got our fucking
cross to bear. Okay, Mum, the fans are drowning out now. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Say hello to my main man,
Ben. Oh, okay. No, I'll say hello to Ben for you, your main man, Ben. I love you, Mum.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.
Dude, your mum loves me.
She does love you, and I fucking hate it. It pisses me off. Every single co-host, she loves more than me.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Actually, I walked upstairs the other day, and Mum goes, she says to my stepdad, Mark, fuck, I wish, like, Ben was my kid. And I said, hey, and she's like, oh, fuck. Oh, what the fuck do you want? And then I'm like, oh, I was just seeing what we're doing for dinner. And she goes, fuck.
You're eating the cat shit out of the litter box. You sick fuck.
Do you think she enjoyed that?
I think she did, yeah. I think she likes being a part of her son's life.
She's always been a part of my life.
You can't say the same about your dad, can you?
I actually saw my dad the other day.
Oh, did you really? How is he?
Yeah, he's good. He can walk now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's had a hip replacement about 12 months ago.
Oh, well, they usually get him up pretty much the next day.
Yeah, I think they did something wrong.
And getting more.
Because they flew him over to Kenya or, I don't know, Sudan or one of those countries.
What's the fucking go with the Sudan? Do you not like Sudanese people?
I've seen Sudanese people in recent memory.
How the fuck do you know?
Because I...
Did you ask them?
No. Have you... Do you want to find... Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
So I got this app. And you, like, you put it against somebody of color and it tells you what ethnicity they are. The only bad thing about the app, like, I've gone through some of the reviews and stuff... When you do it, it says it like really loud. Like if I go like that, it goes, Ah, a Sudanese person, a Sudanese person. And it repeats it for like a good like 20, 30
it's
seconds.
Like when you accidentally hit the alarm thing and tries to call the cops. Like yeah, exactly. Emergency, emergency, emergency.
Yeah, very similar. Oh, yeah. Can you put your mouth closer to the mic? I'm joking. Oh, no, 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 I was joking. We've actually set this up live recording, which means that we can do a live stream.
For the two people that might
join. Okay, look, I just want to fucking like give you ideas of what this could become.
Yeah. You gave me those ideas 5 years ago when I first started helping you.
Seven.
What?
Seven?
Yeah, when did we start
How old is Ben?
23, you fucking idiot. Okay. Yeah, because, no, I wasn't even 18 when we started doing this.
I don't know Ben's age.
Mm. I was still 17 when we you started were. Hanging out.
No, no, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you were out of school. Yeah, oh, you're a year younger.
You are a fucking bit of a creeper.
No, okay, no.
like looking back on that is a creepy fucking thing to do.
I didn't know he was 17, is what I told.
What about Jack and Kieran? You, they were 17. Oh, so they were 18 because they were my age and they were still, correct. But they were still in schools, which is fucking creepy.
Yeah, but they were good guys. They just, I think they contributed to the Onwiverse quite well.
Mm. There's fucking birds though.
Sorry?
There's glass.
I thought you were saying really they fucking were, bored. I thought you were yawning. Saying they were, what? Sorry? Hmm? You're bored?
Yeah, I just yawned.
We've been here for 11 minutes and actually, 26 seconds.
Actually, that's a lie. I've been here for a couple of hours because we recorded it.
We don't. We, said, we don't.
Can you please bring a change of clothes to change into?
We were actually going to, that last episode, I was going to bring up Australia Day because it would have been the Australia Day episode.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, 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 oi. Aussie.
Aussie. I think there was one Australia Day.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
You were still living in Mudgeeville.
Yeah.
And I drove over to Mudgee to just to record like,
four videos.
Like fucking a ton and, of and to episodes. Hang out. Yeah, and then I got back and then I got home, opened my mailbox, and there was a speeding ticket in there from like 2 weeks prior.
Is that my fault?
No, but I just like I associate that with that memory.
So do you want to bring up bad things about you then? Because yeah. I can. Remember that time you forgot my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's funny.
That? No, it wasn't funny.
You know what my favorite memory is of you? What? It was when you just had your braces done. I gave you like super hot sauce and you cried.
I didn't cry. I
cried so much.
I didn't cry.
You did. Violently.
Do you need something funny?
For like 10 minutes.
So somebody said to me, oh, so do you actually know what today is? And I thought about it for a sec. And then I sent a screenshot of the January 4th attacks on what the White House. I said, I can't believe it's been 3 years. And they said, no, you stupid fuck. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh.
Who was it?
Just a mate.
Your dad.
It was my dad, yeah. You know, one of my favorite employees where I work was born on 9/11. Do you know how many times he brings it up?
Do you know how many times you bring it up?
Do you never know who it is?
I do.
What's his name?
I'm not saying it.
What?
Because I'm not you.
Shout him out. I'll shout him out.
You have to beep it.
No, Richo. My mate, Mitro.
Yeah.
Some cool guys. I work with some cool guys. Yeah, Richo.
They're in the cool guy club.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm saying they're really, really cool dudes. I'd love to hang out with them at the pub.
Did I tell you about the harmless rumor I used to spit around about my mate Brody from in Mudgee? I said, oh, yeah, he used to like defect. Like, we'd go to the pub and people would try and pester me, and he'd go, stop bullying my friend Matthew Winter, and then like Brazilian throat chop him. And you know what? The best part, people believed it.
Yeah. I remember when you left Mudgee for the second time in your life. That's how fucking old you are. And you tried to get the people there to say, like, you died in a cool way.
Yeah, like, I died in, like, a cool boating accident in Guatemala. Was like,
oh, you overdosed on heroin.
Look, sometimes life just doesn't work out the way that you want it.
I'd believe the heroin thing, too. Would you? I'd believe that you'd get into heroin.
What? How? What
like
do I
reckon you'd be at a party and they'd be like, try some heroin, you'd get into it. Like, you'd be so into it.
Why would I be in, why do I look like a heroin user?
Because you look like you'd do heroin.
Really?
Yeah, like you don't look like the type of guy just to do like a little bit of fucking meth.
Coke?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, you look too poor for coke.
I look too poor for coke.
But you know what I mean? Like you don't look like the type of guy that you go like, oh, you want to fucking want a party or what?
What? So, but you think heroin? I'd rather
straight
inject.
Away.
No.
When I look at you, I think black tar heroin.
Wouldn't I look more like
I picture you like in a fucking basement heating up a spoon.
Listen to Creed.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe punching kids or some shit.
Do I really look like sort of guy to you?
Yeah.
You said a lot of fucked up shit today. The worst thing was you said you have the body of a female to male transgender, and that was like the meanest thing you could ever say.
How accurate is it though?
Nothing against,
like, you have childbearing hips.
Nothing against our allies, but
ally.
But bro, no, I don't think
there was a lineup of women transitioning shirtless and like on testosterone, and they put you in the middle. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's like 6 months into testosterone. Like, you know, it was a scale of like, you know, a day on testosterone and then like 5 years on testosterone, and you were like at the 6 or 8 month mark, I'd be like, that nails that's that fucking you know, like, because you've got like the weird, like, you're a hairy guy, but your chest isn't overtly hairy. That's like the start, and the way your like pecs are formed,
they used to be bad.
It looks like a tuck.
It doesn't. Not anymore.
Yeah, well, it did when you took.
I can show you in private.
I'm good.
They look like ever since I've been using. But
honestly,
the,
like, you could pass as like a transgender.
What the actual fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. It's not about you. Give us this like
dyke
transgender vibe. Like, you look like you take hormone supplements.
So I brought you back onto this podcast, so it'd be like, hey,
is it any fucking different to what it was before?
You're only 5 feet, to be honest. Yeah, you're probably right.
I still did this shit before.
You know what? I'm gonna fucking about it's fucking hot. It's actually fucking hot, cunt.
In fact, it's funnier now.
Why?
I don't know. You just,
is it because the podcast hasn't succeeded and you can get, you know, you can get away with it?
Yeah.
What if this was the episode to take us off?
You're welcome.
No, that's not what I'm saying, you fucking dumb fuck. Oh, fuck me.
People would be like, oh, he definitely runs that company.
Has anybody actually brought up to you in real life, hey, what happened to the podcast?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a good way or?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, why'd you stop? It could have gone somewhere. I'm like, man, it's been like 11 years. It's not going anywhere.
Who was it?
It was Alex.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, why'd you stop? You could have been something. I'm like, yeah, could have been.
And now do you think we can be? Yeah. If we go viral on... Vine.
Or yeah, I think some of the stuff we've said, we did cancel pretty quick.
No, but
like if anybody found those pile episodes,
oh, the pile Chris, of episodes,
you and Chris are fucked.
No, they weren't even that bad, were they?
They're pretty bad.
What would we? But we were young, impressionable.
Yeah.
Can you find them?
Because people forgive on that.
Can you find them?
I reckon if I looked hard enough, I could find them.
I don't think they're anywhere now.
Aren't they available on the Patreon?
No.
That sucks, dude. They're my favorite episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then subscribe to Omwe.plus. It's not a Patreon.
I think it's my favorite episode because it's more than two people.
Really?
Yeah. It's like an actual conversation.
You know what? Somebody said that the other day. It's good to have a third person.
I remember telling you that when I first started. I said, hey, you should get some guests on here. And you're like, no, it's just fucking,
I mean, guests.
Shit. Like having, like, you know, instead of just having like me or Chris, because that's all you had at the time. Like, you know, you get like three people on.
Let's do it.
Fucking, yes.
We'll get another chair. I'll get another mic.
Yeah, and then you need to find your other cable.
I hate cables. Huh? No, but it could just still be the one camera setup.
Oh. Yeah, nah.
Needs to be two camera?
Yeah, you need to have those cuts. Those cuts make it look professional.
Oh, and all I would have to do is...
get a razor blade, just go to fucking town.
I was going to say use AI.
Oh.
Which we've done before. Speaking of AI, there was a video taken of me at work... of me doing the gritty. And I said, hey, if anybody sees this video of me doing the gritty at work, it's AI.
I don't like the way you say gritty.
Yeah, it's gritty.
Yeah, but you said gritty.
I didn't say gritty.
You said gritty.
I did not say gritty.
It sounded like you said gritty.
Gritty.
Yeah, if anybody sees me doing the gritty,
I am going to hit the gritty.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Skibbity Toilet?
This is the most unfunny joke you've said in a long time.
Skibbity Toilet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
Haven't you heard Skibbity Toilet?
Here's the difference, Matt. I don't hang out with 30-year-olds. No.
I don't know what Skibbity Toilet is. That's but a I heard
lie.
About
That's a lie.
Skibbity
you,
Toilet.
I'm pretty sure you Googled it in my house to try and show me what it was. And I went, I don't care. I really couldn't give a fuck.
No, you said, hey, I'm really interested in this Skibbity Toilet thing.
Yeah, because you told somebody at work to clean the Skibbity Toilet and then you got up them because they didn't. And you were like, just fucking Google it.
Yeah, and they cried. Bitch. I didn't say she was a bitch. And then she started watching the video.
You told me that you don't like hiring females because they're like less superior than men.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
They were words from your mouth.
So do you think that anything we say on here is going to get me fired from my job? I really hope not, because
you're fucked.
Then why do you do it?
Yeah.
At least you're not calling me a pedophile like you used to.
Yeah, I've toned back the pedo thing.
I don't think it was that funny.
Because people were like, is he actually a pedophile? And I was like, oh shit, just getting out of here.
Fuck me. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, we'll move on to the...
But the new thing I've been telling people to do is tell you that you have gay vibes.
I don't have gay vibes. I tell like everybody. No, okay. Why did this start?
That he gives off gay vibes.
Why?
Because you give off like transitioning women vibes.
No, I don't.
Which, like, how? I show you shit with homosexuality.
How? What, you and your fucking allies, cunt? Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't though. What do I do vibes? That gives off gay vibes?
That
was the joke. That was the joke.
Like you do it unironically as well.
No, when have I ever done that unironically?
And the only reason I think you give off gay vibes, and it's only funny to me because I've been there while you've been getting done, is you get your eyebrows done at the salon.
I did because I thought, no, hang on, no, context. I have my grandfather's eyebrows and they were my, I've seen.
You have your grandfather's eyebrow.
Why?
Because you have one eyebrow.
No, you. I have my grandfather's eyebrows and like I've seen past like videos of me and they were like really bushy. I think it was even worse. It was they really bushy and I used to shave my face like much cleaner.
Yeah.
So it looked worse. It's like the same thing with you. Like you grew out the beard and then you shaved your head because you were balding.
Yes.
Just to.
Quite rapidly.
Just want to emphasize the fact that you were fucking balding.
Yeah.
And like it you looked at the.
2 out of 3 men. Actually.
Yeah. You looked at the top of your head and it was like, holy fuck. Yeah. Like look at that fucking, you know, eagle's nest.
Helicopter pad.
Can you hear that?
Eagle's nest is a wad of hair. And yes, I do hear that. That's the police coming for you because you have a child locked in your basement. Actually, your mum's basement.
They just turned 18, so that's fine. Yep.
They weren't when you took them.
No, it's all fair.
They didn't now. Doesn't matter.
Can I tell you something my psychologist told me about my cheating ex-fiance? Should we do it?
Yes, actually, this is going to be interesting.
So he said... Oh, so like, because I clarified the ages of when it happened. He says, oh, well, the, you know, my fiance cheated me with a younger person that was 16. He said, well, the age of consent, it is 16. And he's like,
good therapist, man.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but like, it's a bit fucked up, isn't it, Doc? I called him Doc.
Oh, you would too. No, you're that type of white.
No, I called him by his name.
What was it?
I don't know, Steven. Probably.
That's the name they
gave. He was a really good buddy. He actually.
That's the name they gave him.
His favorite thing. The favorite thing of what I said that was his favorite. What am I trying to say?
His favorite thing that you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Autism. Was I've been through some fucked up shit. And he mentioned it a few times.
Yeah. And then he was like, he's like, yeah, you've been through fucked up shit, but I also deal with like war veterans. So, you know.
He actually used to do. He used to work with people in the police force.
Did he?
Yeah.
And you said that you have fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I imagine he's probably heard and seen some fucked up shit.
No. Then I said, "Well, I could have been a dead body."
Yeah, it's a fucking shame, you know.
Yeah. I feel like this is too insider information as well.
No, it's great. It's great that people know that you've seen a therapist finally.
Mm.
Yeah. I think they could tell towards the end of the last a lot of podcasts that really? You were like sick.
What do you mean?
Like. There was something off with you.
Yeah, like the ones like ages ago.
Yeah.
Like what? What could you tell?
Oh, you were just a dark, depressing person to be
around. Was it the government?
Like you would like the when you would walk into a room, you would suck all the light out of the room.
Really?
Yeah. And then weirdly replace it with like a bunch of fucking rainbows and everyone's like, God, he's gay.
I don't give a gay vibes.
Yeah.
What do I do that gives off gay vibes?
You just, I don't know what it is actually. It's just like a thing about you, the way you talk to people.
So you say.
Actually, you know what actually it is?
What?
And I've only thought about it until recently because I watched you interact with my brother when he came over the other day. I'm like, you are fucking weird around other men.
What do you mean?
Like being in a room with you and another man, it's like, what the fuck happened to you? Like you become so submissive.
No, you know what I think it is?
And I don't like the way you use the word mate.
Look, I think that I, like when I'm around other men that I don't know, I think that I just go into this thing where it's like I try to act...
Submissive.
Not submissive. Oh, how you going, mate? Like just having...
Yeah, but you don't sound like
does it come off? It comes off as...
Well, hey, mate. Like you become so bouncy and bubbly, but at the same time, it's like I know for a fact if I stepped at you the wrong way, you'd fucking cower. And it just gives off... raging homosexual vibes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like we could have had this conversation.
Off camera.
Off camera.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I do. Surely.
Honestly, honestly, as soon as it happened, I'm like, that's what makes me think about it. It's your interaction with other men.
Okay. Since you've brought it up on the fucking podcast, you piece of shit, just to clarify, you're fucking balding. It's fucking disgusting. And
but I don't cower in front of men.
What do I need? Okay, what do I need to change? Let's.
You need to stop using the word mate. You don't use it correctly.
Oh, it's a habit. What do you mean I don't use it correctly? Like, it's a man.
Like when you say it to me, you go, "Hey mate, how you going?" I'm like, "Yeah, cool, that's comfy." But when you say it to other people, it's like, if I don't even know how to describe it, but it feels like you're forcing the word out of your mouth, and it sounds too proper.
I think so too.
Like it's like mate. Like you really mate.
Okay, mate. If we're gonna fix this issue, should we role play?
It's gonna be hard though because we're actually friends.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, just try.
All right.
Okay. That's me.
Fuck
the door.
Off! I'm not doing that.
Okay. Doors open. You've come in. What's the situation?
Wouldn't it be?
Let's ask the crowd. Gay club. Okay, we're at a gay club.
I'd believe it if you were there and I was coming in to get you from somewhere.
Okay, fine. I heard Hungry Jack's gay nightclub. Yeah. The guy who keeps yelling out gay nightclub, you need to stop yelling it out. Yeah, this is getting old. Really fucking gay nightclub. Your balls are out. Your cock and balls are both out and they're hanging.
This guy holding on to them. But like, I
heard Woolworths car park.
The thing that gets me as well, like when I saw that hat, I'm like, how do you deal with angry men at work?
I go like this. Actually,
which would also
this actually links back to the curse show with Nathan Fielder. There's this bit where
we just spoke about it half an hour ago.
We did. No, it was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
One of the, like the local Mexican has a gun and he's like trying to defend Mexican? His wife because he was like.
But he said he's local.
They're in that area. It's like a.
Are they in Mexico?
No, it's like in Spanish. I don't know. They speak Spanish.
Are they in Spanish?
Okay, look, can we just fucking go? Anyway, and then Nathan Fielder's character's like, hey, stop that. Like, don't try to intimidate my wife. And he's like, what are you going to do about it? And he's like, don't cross me. And like all this, like,
yeah,
tries to act
that's
tough.
The type of shit. Yeah. I reckon if all your friends like ditched you after high school, you'd be the kind of guy who would be like on TikTok practicing martial arts that you taught yourself.
I feel like it'd be more of those. Have you seen those lives on TikTok? And it's two guys like they're
competing for likes.
No, but it's like, what do you call it? Like the split screen. What do you call it?
Or the two gay like OnlyFans stars.
I was thinking Yu-Gi-Oh. And they have the full like.
But that they're the same person that I just described to you. Like they're the type of guys who like watch like fucking cringe anime and like, oh, I know how to fucking do that Super Bowl dragon move.
This is pretty much Marty, the character.
Yeah,
that we
but
wrote.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if all your friends stopped hanging out with you, you just adapt that character trait.
Okay, look. Okay, let's make
and
me.
Honestly, going back to the body type, you give off the transgender.
I do not.
But you also, like, I picture you on TikTok shirtless, like practicing self-taught martial arts, and like thinking that you're really hot and women are going to hit you up.
Okay.
And I can see that. So
first of all,
so
if you
no,
if you didn't have a fucking fiance right now. I would be saying more shit to you. Yeah, you would be.
Yeah, I'd be fat.
And you would be balding and not shave your head bald. Yeah.
Probably, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Like I have somebody in my life who keeps me on the straight and narrow.
Are we gonna do the role play or not?
Oh, that's what
we look, okay. No, that's good. Go to the role play.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, what's the situation?
But you're just fucking walking into a room and I'm there.
Okay.
I'm not
what type of room?
I'm not somebody I'm with the person that you're meeting up and I'm a bloke.
Yeah, okay.
Either your age or older, because only older men that you seem to have this problem with, who you don't really know or don't know at all.
Yeah, okay.
And like your friends are there. You're gonna walk to them.
Wait, so am I friends with you or am I friends?
No, you're
with
friends
them?
With them.
Okay, cool.
And I'm the guy there, and then you're gonna like. Yeah, okay. And I know exactly
just
how this.
Make sure you fucking.
I know this is exactly how this is gonna go.
Okay, go. Wait, so this is the friend?
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking. So you walk in and you see us together, but you say hello to your friend first. Yeah.
Hey, David, what's going on, man?
Yeah, see, now you're like, that cunt's the guy you don't know. Straight away.
Okay.
You just not feel comfortable at all.
Okay. Hey, yo, what's up, Davey? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
How do you...
Yeah, like that's how you would greet somebody in a fucking pub, you weirdo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give me a second. Hey, Brad, what's going on? Who's this?
Hi, I'm Ben.
Hey, Ben. How do you know Brad?
Oh, I sleep with him.
Pretty fucking gay, but
yeah, see that right there. It's like, why would you call it gay? Are you a fucking homo? You've been shaking my hand for way too long, you creep.
Okay, can we do the situation again?
I don't know what we're doing.
I need to get better at it. Let's go again. Okay,
well, okay, pretend that's the guy you don't know.
Okay, no, because I'm looking at nothing. I need to look at the person. Let's just say it's you. Let's say we're in line at a coffee shop,
righto.
And
you ordered a caramel latte.
I ordered a caramel latte.
This is experience righto.
Okay, and we're both waiting.
Yeah, so you go up and order your drink.
Yeah, and then where are you?
I'm behind you.
You're behind me?
Yeah. No, sorry, I'm standing to the sideline and you cut in front of me thinking that I'm
okay. Okay, this is me cutting in line.
Hey, what are you doing?
Sorry?
What are you doing?
Oh, were you in line there first?
Yeah, I am.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, yeah. There you go. So, yeah. What was your name?
Oh, my name's Ben.
Oh, nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you.
No worries. What are you getting?
I'm getting a long black. What are you getting?
I'm thinking of a caramel latte.
But yeah, that's fucking gay. I wish that's how that interaction went in real life. That was the funniest fucking moment ever.
There's nothing gay about a caramel latte. I'm trying to actually fucking build on my fucking interacting skills.
How about I just give you some positive feedback and then we try the role playing?
No, we'll try the role playing now. Fuck. One more go, okay? We're at a 7-Eleven and I have Krispy Kremes in my hands. BP though. Okay, I'm at 7-Eleven getting donuts.
Okay, righto.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I accidentally cut in line with you.
Okay.
Well, no, should we do it the other way around?
Actually, that'd be better because I'd be super confrontational. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, okay, here we go, ready? Okay. Can you do the action of like cutting? Hey, mate, sorry, I was in front of you there, mate.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you mind if I go first?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to pay for fuel. You got a handful of shit. Yeah, it takes 2 seconds for me to tap my card.
The thing is, I was in line first.
Well, it didn't look like you were in line.
I was literally standing there waiting to go.
No, you were standing to the side and it looked like you were just perving on the guy behind the counter.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
Some gay cunt?
No, I'm not some gay cunt. I run a McDonald's down the road.
Oh, right.
I have a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Would I know it?
Oh, it's been away for a little bit. We're actually bringing it back right now.
Oh, why has it been away?
Oh, you know, the thing was like all my friends that have left me.
Oh, see, this whole time we've been talking? Yeah. I could have had my fucking fuel and left by now. Thanks, asshole.
I'll fucking fight you in the fucking car park, you dumb fucking fuck.
It's a 7-Eleven. There is no car park.
But there's like parks down the front.
Oh, you'd call it a pull forward bay, wouldn't you?
Okay, like in that interaction, I think that I was pretty.
Yeah, I feel like you still thought of me as a friend.
How? What do you think? No, but I was trying to be reasonable.
Yeah.
And the thing was, you were being unreasonable because you're being a fucking fuckwit.
In all honesty. Mm. If it was another guy, if it was an actual fuckwit that you were dealing with in Musselbrook, they'd be like, I don't give a flying fuck that you think you're in line. I'm now paying for my fuel. Lick my butthole.
I'd go, fuckwit. Yeah. I'd say it loud enough for him to hear
it. And then he'd pull his fucking shank out of his Nike TNs and stab you in the neck.
And I'd go, do you know who I am?
And they'd be like, some fucking gay heroin addict?
And I'd go, I'm not even an addict.
Yeah.
I think okay, maybe you're right. So maybe I should I don't know why I do it. I think it's because I'm.
Yeah.
So
do you think it's saying that? I don't know why I do it. That's straight up. Like,
Do you think it's the possibly autistic? I don't know.
I honestly think it's just that you haven't had much interaction with men, or like you haven't had much interaction with your dad's mates.
No, not really. Oh, a little bit.
Like I think that because I grew up around my dad and his mates, so I'm like, oh, this is how.
Mentor.
Probably very toxic, by the way.
Yeah,
like, correct. Probably, you're probably much better off than I am.
But finally something positive out of it.
But when I'm around, my mates, all we do, we talk like our dads talk, and we say off-tap shit like our dads did, and we talk shit about each other. And then, when I'm around you, I'm like, this is very differently raised. Your dad hugged you and said
which is a good thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the way I'm raised.
I like the way I'm raised. I like
speaking the truth about how I feel.
I like speaking the truth about how I feel, but I also am a very emotionally intelligent person.
Yeah. Well, see, I hide my emotions.
Yeah, because you're a pussy.
No, I just show anger.
It's just a bit?
I need help. No. I'm an emotional guy. I'm emotional with my partner in our home.
Mm.
I feel like that's my safest place to be, and I'm the safest person around it. When I'm with my mates, if I show any sort of sadness,
they just go...
They're like, toughen up, cunt.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a lie. They're actually really good mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're a bit out, men in Australia at least. We're out of the culture of don't speak up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's different. It's slowly changing. I think
Australian men probably have the most supportive mental health
really
system. Like for each other.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I don't know about the rest of the world. I know men's rates of suicide are fucking high everywhere. Mm. But I feel like Australia, we went through a phase where it was just ridiculously high. And it was people that you were like, holy fucking shit, never would have thought he would have offed himself.
But I think it's
and it's men with families and young kids, and that's not cool.
See, it's something me and Chris mentioned a few episodes ago. I don't think that the issue with Australian people is like, I think like, you know, we look after our mates, all that sort of thing. I think it's like this tall poppy syndrome. Like everybody thinks
my problems are worse.
My problems are worse.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't have to work, blah, blah, blah. Or, but no, more importantly, oh, this person's doing well.
Mm.
Oh, well, they don't fucking deserve that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, what are, well, you know fucking, what I mean? Yeah, like Tim, for example, you're like, oh, I'm having a hard time, so is Tim. Oh, but Tim just bought a brand new car.
Yeah, well, Tim's mum just fucking died of fucking cancer. Like, yeah,
that's exactly right. Exactly. No one's going to go, oh, he's, but he's got the money because his mum passed away. It's like, oh, well, we can't be having that much trouble. He just bought a new car.
I just realised we used to do that with Brad. Brad Hodge, former co-host of the Only Talk podcast. You'd be like, oh, I think I'm feeling a bit depressed. Yeah, but your dad's got fucking like three houses, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And in retrospect,
yeah,
we need to look after our mates.
Yeah, he's like got three houses, but he doesn't talk to him.
But he's always at work.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what it was.
I didn't see him growing up.
But it's funny, like, actually, it's funny. I watched, have you heard of Fish Tank? Do you know Sam Hyde?
Is that a fucking cartoon show?
No, stop, no. Fuck weird. Like, so Sam Hyde, YouTube comedian, makes videos.
Right.
His team.
Is he a YouTuber or is he a comedian?
It's more of a, he's made content across the internet for years and years and years.
Right.
But they, him and his team started a show called Fish Tank.
Yeah.
And they have like all these. It's like
Shark Tank, but
ideas. They go into a house and there's like all these weirdos. They tend to be weirdos. And they live in a house.
Internet? No.
But they all apply live in the house. And like there's aspects of it like that's very interesting. But there's aspects of it that's like kind of like this is just like abuse or this is fucked up. Remember Airsoft Fatty from the iDubbbz documentary, Big Fat Bloke?
No.
Live with his parents. Really, really fat.
He better throw up.
No, it's a little bit of a gas. But he was on the show and like he was like, there was like shit like smeared on his bed sheets and stuff and like piss and all this stuff. Everyone thought he was gross. Somebody actually invited like a hooker to have sex with him on the show.
That's crazy. When did you meet iDubbbz?
Funny, haha. But to have sex with him on the show, and they, when she walked in the room, she's like, oh yeah, I don't think I'm into this anymore because it stank like shit. Mm. And then they did a challenge where everybody in the house had to bring like the most disgusting thing they could think of. And everybody's brought back something of Airsoft Fatty's from his room. Like, here is underwear with, like, shit smears.
Jesus Christ.
And then he was like, oh, okay, I'm going to one-up you. And he diarrheaed in a cup.
Hmm.
And then that was the point where it was like, this is probably, like, not my sort of humor. I love the concept.
Yeah.
Bringing weirdos into a house.
Yeah, yeah, that's, that's a bit fucking extra.
Like, I remember watching the pilot. It was really good.
And he was touched.
Yes, he definitely was.
No, I meant, like, do you think you might?
I think you might have been touched.
Or acoustic?
Yes, fuck yeah. But like in the first episode, like all these weirdos come into the house, there was this really good bit. There's this guy and he has a bit of a lisp, which is like fine, but he's like really cocky and it's the standard like small, skinny, short hair, but he's got the beard out, but it's like, it's a little bit, like a little bit rough. And it's sort of like, it's like so short.
Oh, is he like that, like a Kyle?
Yeah, sort of thing.
Like a bit derelict, but he's like, I'm so fucking cool, man.
But he thinks he's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I live in Bent, Idaho, which was like voted like, was like the best travel town like a few years ago.
In Idaho.
Yes,
cool.
And then he was like, oh, at one point it was like the best, it was something fucking stupid, like the best like, you know, pet town in like America for like 3 years running. And this guy on the couch goes, look, I'm going to go to, if I go to Bent, Idaho and it fucking sucks, I'm coming after you. And this other guy goes, he pulls out a piece of paper, which has his address on it. And he says, okay, well, here's my address. And I'm like, these are fucking weirdos.
What the fuck?
And I love that aspect.
That means
of it,
that guy gets into fights that often. He's gorgeous. Here's my address.
But there's this other bloke got kicked off the show and he was Asian. I just need to find it because I need to get, no, funny, Fish Tank, Asian, kicked off. No, because he wrote a book. Why did he get kicked off? Cole Fish Tank. No, Cole. I typed in color. Cole from. This is really good, riveting content, isn't it?
Yeah, this is great.
Cole Fish Tank. No, it wasn't Cole.
Hey, this is why I like podcasts that have a structured segment So, like, this shit doesn't happen.
Well, you know what? It's not that fucking type of podcast, cunt. Fish Tank Cast Season 1. Give me a second. Was it Jonathan? There's two. They're currently doing... The whole house is live streamed. We go on to fishtank.tv right now, and every single room except the bathrooms like, live feeds running. Was it Daniel? There's a guy... That was the guy on the couch who yelled that out. If I go to Bent, Idaho, and it fucking sucks. His name was Daniel. D-A-M-I-E-L. Damn. Is that a name? Daniel. It was Simmons. His name was Simmons.
This is fucking riveting, by the way.
No, he wrote a book. Where's Simmons? Simmons. He wrote a book. Did he write a book? Simmons. Story. Oh, this was. Simmons was deemed a creep by both viewers and other contestants after they discovered a collection of books he wrote, which were like available on Amazon and all this shit, where he wrote containing romantic tips for summer camp counselors.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many of them did you buy?
Oh, like 3 or 4. I actually gifted them at Christmas. It was mad. You just knock your phone off. No, that's not the book. That's Sell Like Crazy, which is a book by Sabri Sethi.
If you didn't have that in the thing, would you have been able to tell me that's who wrote this book?
So yeah, Sabri Sethi. Sethi?
What's that? Subi.
Yeah, he's from Sydney. I knew that. You did a good job. But what Sam hired, because he played the host, something Goldstinger or something, and he went on the show and he said, look, I've been in Hollywood for so many fucking years and I've always been in the background of these fucking fake reality shows. When I come in here, I want an applause for this show, okay? They're like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to go fucking back outside. I'm going to come in and I want to hear you fucking going crazy. I'm like, yeah, okay. Hey, guys, welcome to Fish Tank. And everyone's going, woo. It's like, Fish Tank. It was really funny. Jason Goldfinger, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's classic, dude.
So they edited the whole season into like 12 episodes on YouTube, half an hour each. It's actually fucking good, and if you watched
it... Sounds like The Block.
It's not like The Block.
Sounds like The Block.
I want to go on reality shows in Australia.
Why?
I've thought about it.
Australian reality TV sucks.
Imagine us on The Block. Yeah? I'd
fucking kill you.
Me on Big Brother.
It's getting cancelled.
Again?
Yeah.
Why?
Worst rated TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, as in no one's watching?
Yeah.
I think it's like a dead... Does anybody watch Australian TV?
What's the fucking point of it? What's the fucking point of it when you go on TikTok Live and see the freaks doing the same fucking shit?
What do they do on... Well, that's the thing.
What's the competition? What is Big Brother's competition?
You need to do challenges. What challenges do they do?
Yeah, like, don't fuck the hot chick who's in there with you.
Yeah, something like that.
Don't say racist stuff on camera.
Don't gang up on a girl and turkey slap her in the middle of the night.
Do you hear
about that?
No.
Years ago on Big Brother, these two guys, and it was like their real names were Jason and Jason, but they had to give them fake names. They used their middle names.
Yeah.
They both like turkey slap this girl. And John Howard's like, this is not the show that should be on Australian television. And everyone said, well, John, you've done worse. Oh, well, fucking if you want to record a bit longer, you fucking can. Fuck.
I can't believe you said that about John Howard.
All I said was... Should I just repeat what I said again?
You have to cut it.
He's the best prime minister we've ever had.
Oh. That's debatable.
And I think that, like, he really respected, like, you know, the Aboriginals, the original custodians of our land. Didn't he, wasn't he?
I think it was Kevin Rudd. I
think John Howard he apologized.
Might have been a little bit against it.
No. Best prime minister we've ever had. Big ups, John Howard.
Oh, I thought Julian Gillard did a good job.
Julian Gillard.
What was her name? Julia.
It's not a fucking dude.
Could be.
You sure? Looked like a dude. Yeah. That's offensive. You don't call...
Wasn't her boyfriend the hairdresser and everyone's like, your boyfriend's a fucking homo?
Was it?
I think so.
I don't really pay attention to Australia. Are we focused? I can't tell.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not. Well...
This podcast isn't a very highbrow podcast.
No, it fucking is, okay? Look, if we go full projector, we're out of focus.
Oh, yeah, we're out of focus. You fucked that up.
Should we keep that in? Oh, who fucking knows anymore? Look, I just want to host a good podcast where there's no fucking problems.
Wow.
Do you even listen to podcasts anymore?
Me?
Yeah.
I listened to one on the way here.
What was it?
Your mum's house studios.
No, but what was that's the fucking name of the studio, you fucking
dumb. Sorry, it was your mum's house podcast.
Oh, it actually was the...
Yeah.
Okay, I feel really bad now. That's a good podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The only thing is their podcast is very heavy visually based.
Correct.
Yeah, which I like. I like watching podcasts.
And why do you listen to it?
Because I was in the fucking car.
And why didn't you have like a little TV on in the car?
Oh, because that's illegal.
It's not.
Yeah.
No, you can get it like, you know how...
I have my phone case, I can mount it like that so I could watch YouTube while I drove.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to get... I'm going to lose my license over that.
Why?
I can just listen to it.
Have you ever thought... Have you ever heard of the term like live or let die?
No.
Or is that you two? Is that the band?
What?
Who sings live or let die?
Not fucking you two.
Wings. Live or Let Die is the theme song for the 1973 James Bond film, performed by the British-American band Wings. Never heard that song in my life. All I remember is the main bit.
Isn't it in Shrek?
No, that's... Don't you say, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Maybe I'm in love.
That guy's
love.
Dead.
Who?
The guy from Smash Mouth.
Is he really?
Yeah. What happened? That's not a Smash Mouth song though, but...
No. Oh, that's fucking, you know, what's the song?
Coldplay.
No, what's the song that Smash Mouth sing? Hing now.
You're a rock star.
Get the game on.
I don't know.
Do you like that little twinge?
Are yeah, trying the Marty twinge.
It's not a Marty twinge.
Do it again.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
That's not what you did.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Hey now.
That's Marty.
You're an all-star. Get the
you're the type of guy, like this goes back to the TikTok. I'm telling you, man, if you didn't have friends, your life would be so fucking sad. You'd be the type of guy who thinks he can sing and you'd post videos online of you like, oh yeah.
Like I actually can sing.
That's debatable.
Okay. Are we really going to fucking do this?
Well, I know I can't sing.
Sing. Go.
No, I can't.
Come on. Gonna find my baby. Gonna hold you've picked her
the
tight.
Gayest song to sing.
Afternoon Delight is the manliest song you could fucking sing.
Uh-huh.
It was in Anchorman.
Yeah, that makes it manly.
It was in Anchorman.
Now sing normally and don't put your fucking Marty voice on me.
That was not a Marty voice. Okay, give me a song. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Yeah, so you salt sound and pepper. Like shit.
I don't. What the fuck?
You sound like you're trying to be black.
I'm not trying to be.
You're black voicing that.
I'm not black voicing.
What's it called when people do that?
Black voice. It is black voicing.
Oh, yeah. You're black voicing it.
Okay, give me something else then.
Wonderwall.
Today's gonna be the day, girl. You're never going back to you.
Why are you whispering?
I know. You should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do. About you now.
This is a fucking hard listen.
By the street, you don't get on the street and you're falling, your heart is out.
Oh, you would know Wonderwall better than anyone else, wouldn't you?
We sang it in a video once.
What?
I said maybe with a B hat on. There's gotta be the one that saves me. You and Liam had lighters, and after all. Do you know the video I'm talking about? It was in your old house. You're my wonderwall.
That was 2 houses ago.
2 houses ago?
Yeah.
Really? Do you know what was also 2 houses ago from me? Living with my ex-fiance and then shit just happened apparently.
Fuck your life.
Thank you for listening to the Only Talk podcast. If you want to support my...
OnlyFans.
Our...
No.
Ennui Dreams. Subscribe to Ennui.plus. It's not on Patreon anymore.
Why not?
Because we're using a new service.
What is it, Vimeo?
No, you go to Ennui.plus. You can sign up. It's pretty good.
What if I don't want to?
Easy payment system.
How much is it a month?
$5.
That's too much.
It's not.
$1.50.
No, we'll put in a lower plan at one point, but you don't understand. People, you know, TMG, Tiny Meat Gang podcast, they were doing $5 for just early access until they end up doing more.
Yeah, but they're like super successful.
If you fucking listen to me, cunt, this is about supporting. Hilarious. You fucking listen to me, please. This is about supporting the brand first.
Brand.
Well, what do you think we've been trying to grow for the last fucking 25 years?
Your ego.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's actually been growing, it's actually been growing like crazy.
Yeah, you think you can sing? That's how big it's gotten.
I can sing. Give me one more song.
TNT
by AC/DC.
Nah.
See me ride out on the sunset.
Not even remotely how that song should sound.
On color TV screen.
Nope. Give me one more. What's a good song for you to try and sing? It's like a really hard. Oh, those two guys in Paris.
Do they actually say the N-word in that song?
A lot.
Oh, give me a second.
What about, what is it? What's the song? It's not New York. It's like Manhattan something, isn't it?
New York, Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind, that's it. Yeah.
The rap bit.
No, like Alicia Keys part.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yep.
Just the chorus?
No, the whole thing.
Can I play an instrumental?
No. A good singer would need instrumentals.
Can't I need an instrumental.
Also, we'd get copywritten.
They won't.
You will.
No, do you think they paid attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd fucking report it.
Can you use the instrumental then?
No.
Is the rap bit first or the chorus first?
The rap bit's first. And it's fucking, dude. Okay.
Getting them on that Brooklyn. Yeah, we're doing a Tribeca. I guess we spend a Tribeca.
Keys part first.
In New York.
You sound like a Broadway kid.
Concrete jungles,
you sound like Timothy Chalamet in England.
I feel like, hey, look, it's the new Australian cast member of Glee.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you give off, you would have done, like, musicals in school.
I did. Yeah, I'm a musical kid.
You're a
kid.
I bet you know, what is it? Hard Knock? What is it? That song from Annie? It's a hard
knock. It's a hard lock life.
Yeah, you'd know
for
that song.
Us.
You'd know that song.
It's a hard lock life for us.
Yeah,
it's about that's all I know.
Yeah, rough.
E-N-G.
I remember doing it when I did entertainment at school. We had another school in the local area did a production at our school.
Yeah, I remember.
They didn't have a multi-purpose unit.
Ooh, the grammar.
Yeah.
Really?
And the guy, the lead male protagonist, sung every song in the same note.
Really?
Yeah. Did not change pitch once.
Same note, but he had the good inflection, therefore he got the lead. That's what.
Not even a good looking dude.
Really?
There were better looking guys in the cast.
Really?
And they had lesser roles and sung a lot better.
Interesting.
Yeah. And like, you know what's crazy? It was like an Elvis themed show. Fuck. So, you know, Elvis songs traditionally fairly fucking easy to sing. He also sang in pretty much one note. And this kid was just fucking it up.
What the why did he get the lead?
I remember the first rehearsal. Mm. And the first line of the song, he belted like the first opening scene in the whole show is a fucking song. Like straight away, no like dialogue, straight into a fucking belter. And he starts, I'm just like, this guy must be like filling in for the main guy today. Like,
and it wasn't, he was the guy.
And then we met the cast, I'm like, holy shit.
Holy fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dude, live production's fucking great to work on, by the way. It's
that's
so
fucking
funny.
Do you ever wish you did it?
Yeah, I do. I do, but then at the same time, I remember having such bad troubles with the cast.
Why?
Because they're such fucking theater kids.
They would have been.
And I remember fucking saying one day we had a massive blow up with like a few cast members who had to wear belt pack mics, and they would forget to turn them off whenever they went backstage. I'm like, you got to fucking turn them off because it comes through. Like, I have to, otherwise I have to shut the channel down. You have to turn it off. Like, oh, but it's... I'm like, no, you have to turn it off. We can't monitor that many channels. You have to shut it down.
And he didn't.
They didn't. Anyway, I remember having this fucking blob, and as I was walking away, I said, oh, fucking theatre kids. Anyway, the director of the play was, like, within earshot, and she was also, like, the drama teacher. Mm. And she come over, and she goes, without these kids, you wouldn't have a production. I'm like, without us, you wouldn't have fucking audio.
Exactly. Holy fuck.
Like, without us, you don't get light. Oh, no. And I was like, also... You're not even at your own fucking school, you stupid bitch.
So you said.
No, I was just like, oh, it was so fire. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You just heard that whole interaction. And she's like, what you're asking is unrealistic. I'm like, to turn the fucking mic off.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because like, obviously, you know, it's a public school. We didn't have great technology, so our belt packs had to be turned off manually at the belt.
Yeah, fair.
We can shut the channel down, but it doesn't turn it off. The channel's just off. So if you forget to do it and they talk, it's like coming straight through the speaker.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
Just turn it off, God.
Granted, we also probably should have been at the stage in production. But we can just turn the fucking channel off.
So you were in the wrong?
No, I wasn't. I was just like, fuck these kids. Fuck
no, them. Entitled private fuck school
these.
Kids.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Like, these kids are private school kids. And I was like, fucking asswipes.
Private school kids, but they didn't have their own.
Yeah, they didn't have their own. They didn't have their own facility to perform this fucking show. Good show. Oh, and there was one chick, and she had like, she was like the female protagonist, I guess you'd call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she? Or she like just a fucking character? Anyway, she played a big role. I don't know if she was the lead female protagonist or not. And she could fucking sing.
Really?
Oh, beautiful.
Really?
Like, unbelievable. Like, compared to the rest of the cast, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, where is she now?
Last time I saw her, she was still working in town here.
For what?
I can't even remember. It was that long ago.
It's crazy.
I think she might have left the area.
Really?
But I was like, she has a right to a stage. And then the guy would come out and join her for a duet. I'm like, you fucking, you sound even worse now, cunt.
Oh, I don't think I ever could have done, like, stage, like, you know, been a theatre kid.
Yeah, oh, fuck that. Nah, fuck that.
No.
I cringed as hard as fuck. Mm. I'd like, and for that show, I was operating the spotlight.
Oh, really?
So I wasn't even like doing audio or lighting. I was doing lighting, but I wasn't doing anything. Like normally I worked backstage and I would
do
stage production. Mm. But this time I was like, oh, I want to operate the spotlight. And I just remember fucking like in rehearsals, I'm like, oh, this is fucking rough.
Would you rather be on stage or behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes.
Even if it was like you were producing a comedy show, for example?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, well, comedy show would be different.
Would you produce my comedy special?
No. Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this blast like, you're gay through the speaker.
I'd just fucking turn that channel off straight down. It was cool though, because when I was leaving school, we got a new soundboard and it was all digital. The album was analog.
Do you think it's done using now?
I'd hope so. I actually really enjoyed it. I actually did it after school for a bit.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting here.
Is this sort of the same thing?
My little road poker. 24 channels.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, you have fucking three, don't you?
That's four. Plus a USB one and a Bluetooth and music. Oh. And there's a soundboard.
Hey, dude, that's so cool.
Can you just admit this is a good setup?
We can preset every setting and save it as a different file, but then if there were two people in the same channel, you'd just select the save and you press the button and the sliders would automatically move.
We can do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, if we tried.
We'll pay somebody to move the sliders for us.
Yeah, we'll get a free. Yeah. We'll find someone.
There was also one kid in this play, and he was like your typical theatre kid, and he used to just... Like, he played a very, very minor role in the background. Like, I mean, this kid fucking... I'm pretty sure his face wasn't even visible.
Mm.
That's how background is. It was like a scene where they're in, like, an art gallery, and I think he was one of the statues that had to dance in the background. I remember, like, in rehearsals, he was, like, walking around singing the songs with the main guy and, like, dancing and flaunting. I'm like, you fucking so...
And he, like, he's just...
so fucking trying for that
role. He wishes
he
was him.
Yeah, like, you're so trying for that role. And they were like, you're going to be the statue that dances.
I don't think I could have hung out with those sort of kids.
It was fucking... It was tough, dude. But then the people that were doing... Who were in my team, the production side, there was two people who were, like, obsessed with the theatre kids.
Like, they wanted to be them. They
wanted to
be
them. They wanted to date them. They wanted to hang out and they wanted to be their friends. I'll tell you who they were after we finished the podcast. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, makes sense. Yeah. And I remember just like whenever we had rehearsals or if we were doing something or if it was like the matinee show, they were like, oh my God, I love them. They're so hot. I'm like,
cringe. What the fuck?
They freaked me out. They freaked me the fuck out. And there were two brothers in this show. One was older and one was younger. And I reckon they would like have a threesome with a chick together. They were fucking...
Yeah, that checks out.
They were fucking weirdly close and fucking strange, man.
Those theatre kids are strange.
Yeah.
And then one called Matt Pat.
Oh, yeah. He was a theatre kid.
He was a theatre kid. Yeah, There's so much footage
kid.
On the same channel that Game Theory's on. Mm. He'd been a theatre kid. Not even just a theatre kid. A theatre adult at college.
Yeah.
That could have been me.
Dude. It's the memories from that fucking show... It was all shook up, by the way. Like, that was the production. Like, a fairly fucking Broadway production, by the way. And I was watching a bunch of fucking...
They should have done the Book of Mormon.
I was watching a bunch of grammar school kids butcher the fuck out of it. I'm like, this is terrible.
Imagine if we went into the grammar school today and it was like, oh, yeah, we're doing the Book of Mormon. And there's all these white kids in blackface playing Africans.
I don't think they'd ever do the Book of Mormon. Mm. I tell you what they would do. They'd do, like, Wizard of Oz.
Yo, fuck the generic
they
shit.
They actually did do that one year.
Really?
I remember they came to our school and performed it.
But it's the same... I don't know. Like, I guess... And the kids.
Nah, some of these people were like in year 12.
Really?
Yeah, like they were kids. They were fucking adults, man.
Yeah, but like.
And like when you see a theatre kid's family and then you lock eyes with the dad as their son dances on stage, you're like, you did not want your kid doing this.
I thought he'd be playing in the fucking rugby league grand final.
But like some of these kids were fucking footy players.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Dude, the cast fucking blew my mind. Because they were like, there was this fucking smoking hot chick.
Yeah.
She's fucking crazy, though.
Yeah.
Which checks out. Like, that's, you know,
theater kid.
Hot craziness balance.
Oh, yes, that's great.
And she was fucking nuts. And she was a theater kid. I'm like, somebody with your looks shouldn't be this fucking weird.
Or be but that's what happens.
But, like, doing this weird shit.
Like, what shit?
Like, gallivanting around on stage dressed like a fucking diner chick.
But that's, I don't know, theater kids. I don't know. No, there's attractive theater kids. Look at, like, I don't know.
Timothy.
I think, you know, honestly, I think Glee made people want to be.
Oh, you can tell kids. There were some fans of Glee. Oh, yeah. And there was actually, there was a chick. And I'm pretty sure she was listening to the Glee soundtrack on her phone. And there was another show we did, something different. It was like a concert sort of thing that was held at Scone High.
Yeah. So not the, what did they have? Not fucking, what was that thing? And I did theatre production for it once. Not Kiora, music.
No, it wasn't that. I opted out of that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. it was something else. It was like a thing, like a town or a community thing where like Scone High hosted it and it was like a talent show.
Kind of.
I remember doing it one day and there was this one fucking chick, dude. And she did like this ballet part. Like, and I was like, oh my God.
Was it good?
Nah.
Bad.
Oh, well, I'm sure for ballet it was probably good, but I was like, I don't get ballet. I don't fucking get ballet chicks.
Do you remember kids from school, like, doing their performances?
Dance in front of the whole school.
Yeah, but even, like, the girls singing in front of the whole school.
Yeah.
I remember very specifically a Jar of Hearts. I think it was two girls or one girl?
Yeah, it was two.
Who do you think you are?
I remember talking shit about that after that assembly, and one of their male friends heard me. He's like, I'll bash the fucking shit out of you.
Really?
I'm like, okay.
Did you should have asked, hey, but did you listen? Did you even hear? Did you hear that?
I was like, okay, probably shouldn't stand me near me then.
No, oh, I don't know. I guess
I know exactly who it was, and I'll tell you who the male friend was too, and it'll fucking shock you that he even said it to me. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I think I remember hearing one of the chicks one day saying, oh, he's just really overprotective. And I'm like, no, there's a difference between overprotective and he wants to fuck your brains out.
See, I think. Like, I don't think I could have gone on stage and done something like that. Even if I...
There was...
Because I was in music and I was going to... And I was... It would have been done at one point.
It always fucking baffled me that these kids, like, openly were like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll get up in front of all my friends and peers and the kids who bully me.
There's only a handful of people who did it.
Belt out that fucking song.
Like, there's a few guys who play guitar, like, you know, local guys, and they were good. There's a few bands who did it. Yeah. Like, especially back in my day, though, like when I was in Year 7 and 8. Yeah,
you had, like, grunge bands.
Yeah.
On stage.
I remember someone...
I just had, like, weird or... acoustic shit.
But I remember seeing somebody played Blink-182 at one point, which was like sick. Fuck yeah, I love punk rock, I said.
Yeah, but that's like, see, like your year and age, like we're into all that like punk rock shit.
Yeah, now they're into.
And then my, the bridge between your year and my year was like, oh no, I'm all about that acoustic, like Ed Sheeran, like Set Fire to the Fucking Rain shit. I'm like,
oh, that was a terrible time for like pop music.
Yeah.
Like Adele.
Yeah.
And like.
Ed Sheeran's got some good songs, but he shouldn't be that popular.
Yeah, no.
Too popular with the whites.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but wants to be popular
the whites. The whites ruin everything.
Yeah.
I also think it's like, it's funny. I remember like I used to like really like, you know, like screamo, post-hardcore, metalcore, whatever. And it was the people who also liked it that made me go, nah, I'm going to go listen to something else.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm actually amazed that we didn't have more like kids trying to rap in front of the school.
I don't think it was really socially accepted back then.
I think Musselbrook High had someone do it once.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a kid from Musselbrook High, so half an hour away from us, who is now like a semi...
It may have been him.
Scrubs?
Yeah.
It was Scrub.
It might have been him.
S-K-R-U-B.
I feel like it wasn't though.
I did a mixtape cover for him back in the day. And I just got a generic photo, put Scrub over it, and the little parental consent in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah.
Because he said fuck. And he said shit. And he probably said the N-word even though he's white and 14.
Yeah. It's crazy though, huh? That kids would do that in front of the
And hospital. Now he's like, there's songs of his like in my playlist. Yeah,
records.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Should be me.
Well.
I could rap. Pussy, 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 marijuana.
Yeah, see, straight away you've just fucked it up.
Smoke weed every day and I'm gonna. See,
it's actually amazing that you never did get up in front of the school and try and perform something shit like that. Yeah. Like, you fucked me. I'm surprised you didn't try to perform that.
That's a good song. Yeah. I actually found a lyric for it the other day, and it's quality.
Yeah, sure.
a wolf in sheep's clothing. My hand you've been holding, because it needs a rhyme.
Yeah, it didn't.
You threw it all away. Song I wrote for a video many years ago. When you, then you fucked me, fucked me, you fucked me so damn hard.
You put on a real Australian, like Australian.
Yeah, I did.
Australian grunge.
Yeah, Australian grunge.
Fucked me.
Imagine you,
fucked me.
You know, you're flicking through the TV channels and you go, hey guys, we're back on Rage here on ABC. New song by Matthew Winter. You fucked me.
Triple J's Hottest 100.
Oh, fuck yeah. Who
I
are you
can't wait for all the whites to come out on Triple J Hottest 100 day and have their... Oh, I'm having a Triple J listening party. Come to my house, sit in my...
It's not in Australia Day anymore, is it? I don't think
it's not. Well, no, because they don't like supporting Australia Day.
Why?
Because they call it Invasion Day.
The whites ruin everything. This is why we need to give these...
Yeah. I find it very hard to feel bad for Australia Day.
Why?
I just don't have any guilt. Why should I feel, like, I get...
Oh, for Australia,
like,
yeah.
I understand, saying. Like, okay, I understand why we... It may seem a little bit fucked up we're celebrating it. However, we're not celebrating the fact that we came over here and, like, may have done... Well, definitely did do some bad things. We're just celebrating the... we're just celebrating the fact that it's, you know... It's just the day that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they came on that fucking day and the first thing they did was get off and go, we're going to kill all these people.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that was not their fucking decision straight away. They were like, oh, beautiful piece of land. Mm. Let's fucking murder the people who already live here. That happened a couple of months later.
You have a lot of hot takes on this podcast.
Yeah, I do. I really fucking would. If I was a celebrity, I'd be cancelled. I've said some fucking off-tap shit.
So if this is the episode that makes us go viral.
Yeah, it'll be me on the news tomorrow.
Why not me? Hang on. I'm the host. Why wouldn't it make...
Yeah, but you didn't say the red hot thing about Australia Day.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even that great.
I'm okay if they don't want us to celebrate Australia Day for the traditional reason, but I don't think we should completely remove the day.
Yeah, but what if we...
And this is a hot take. This is a hot take. Mm. And I'll admit it's a fucking hot take. Mm. We have a whole week dedicated to NAIDOC Week. Righto?
Yeah.
And now, I'm not saying that, you know, we get a day, you get a week. I'm just saying I'm happy to remove any affiliation of what Australia Day stands for, but I still would like to have the day as, like, we represent just Australia.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the first like, boat over, but we just go, okay, let's remove all affiliation to Invasion Day, but let's have Australia Day and celebrate Australia's culture now.
So, like, Eshays, smoking blunts.
But you know what I mean? Like, I still, like, I feel like
no,
as
I get
a,
what
as
you
a
mean.
Country, we should still have a day where we go, oh, yeah, hey, we're Australians. Let's celebrate the fact of being Australian. Let's not, you know, we don't have to tie it to the fact that this is the day the boat came over. I don't like the idea of moving the day.
We'll just keep it on the same day.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That annoys me. Because that's a whole other fucking day we're going
to
put
why
in.
Why does it need to be, why do we even need to have
why
this
does the day affect, what's so wrong about the day? Like, I feel like what we're celebrating
because they want to have
we're celebrating it on.
Yeah, but they need to have Triple J Hottest 100 on that day. So you've got to make sure.
Or a day after, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's stupid. I just give them a day off because it's a public holiday.
Like a national holiday. We don't go to work.
It's like a whole day off.
No, because then I've got to pay fucking more public holiday leave.
Like, why would Triple J move it from a public holiday?
Yeah, good
point. So their fans can't go get bent and fucking...
Mm. Oh, if you can listen to, you know, Ocean Alley.
Can I put on my fucking annual... Can I just, work Australia Day and have another day off so I can, like, listen to the fucking radio station all day and count down 100 songs?
Why did you start off with the racist accent?
What do you mean, racist?
Oh, yeah, fucking pingers.
It's just a douchebag accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, some cunt from Newtown in Sydney.
It's really specific.
Because there's a lot... I fucking guarantee you Triple J Hottest 100 is on every shop in Newtown.
Oh, good, yeah. Actually,
those cunts love that shit.
Andrew Schultz made a joke about he getting his hair cut in Newtown because that's the sort of haircut he had.
Why the fuck would he go to Newtown and do it?
It was a joke.
Just go to like.
It was a joke. Oh, right. He was making cultural jokes.
I saw the
actually,
one.
Actually, no, sorry.
I saw the one about the Aboriginals and the land and I thought, that's fucking classic.
What was it?
I don't know what it was. It was about. It was about like it's a bit about like giving land back, and he's like, and it's like, what about the Aboriginals outside giving land back to who? Who are you giving the land to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that's a fucking hot take for an American.
He made a lot of good jokes.
Yeah,
He actually did his research.
Yeah, he did. Over
here. He was talking. One of his best jokes was he really wanted to come to Sydney because he really wanted to see this thing he's heard so much about, and it's Indians shirtless with jeans and thongs on walking into Bondi Beach, getting in the water. He's like, it's just like, I don't know, it's just mesmerizing.
Got a cultural icon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then he was having a chat with the Indian guy at the front row and was like, Do you go into the surf? Yeah, that was good. I'm going to see Theo Von soon, actually.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We need to go see someone though.
Yeah, I wanna if Tom ever comes over here.
Who come?
I will beat
Tom Segura will come.
Well, the last time he came over, he canned.
Yeah. But we see Bert. We need to go see Tom.
I think though, like if I wanted to see one life for the other, I'm glad I saw Bert.
What about we go see Andrew Huberman, who's coming soon?
Because I feel like Bert was just a whole other fucking.
Do you know who Andrew Huberman is?
No, I completely glossed over the fact because I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sure it's shit.
Andrew Huberman is a doctor, he's something. But he's been on like Joe Rogan. He's been on Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, is that the doctor who had his own podcast from Your Mum's House Studios?
No, that's Dr. Drew.
Oh yeah, he's leaving.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just leave.
Do you care?
I didn't listen to his podcast. I like some of the hot takes he had though.
Yeah.
It's about Bert's health.
Yeah. He's a fucking fat drunk.
Yeah.
He's been a fat drunk for years.
Every doctor, like Dr. Drew, was like, I just can't believe he's still like alive.
I know.
He'll punch like 12 beers and like a couple of fucking pills, and then wake up the next day and do like a fucking 8 mile run.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that man's built different.
He is built different. Like both him and Tom are getting into shape quite well.
Tom looks amazing.
He does.
He's.
I'm thinking about going back to the gym.
Yeah, he looks good.
Have you been going to the gym?
Well, I have an issue with the gym at the moment.
I saw.
Yeah.
I saw your thing on your table. What is it? You overcharge? They overcharge
you. Yeah.
So
I actually had a credit for about 12 months, and they've tried billing me again, and the money didn't come out. So it's like, oh.
Well,
now they're like, oh, you owe us another $150. I'm like, I fucking don't.
You have a credit?
Yeah. And I rang them and they're like, oh, well, you have to ring the company that deals with our money. So I rang them and they were like, I don't know why they told you to ring us. We're just going to tell you it's $155. I'm like, yeah, but I had a credit. And then both the gym and this debit company were like, oh, yeah, we lost it. We just can't see it anymore in your account.
But do you have any record of it?
I have my bank statements.
No, but do you have any record of them
telling
you 12-month credit?
Yeah, it was all verbal. Oh. And the lady who I dealt with at the time, she's like, oh, yeah, I remember your credit being quite large. She said, but I was filling in for somebody at the time, so I don't have access to that information.
Oh,
and the note that I left on your account has been removed.
That's fucked. I would fuck them.
Yeah, so, well, where the fuck else am I going to go? The private gym in Scone? I can't imagine that's
what private gym?
There's a private gym in Scone.
Where?
I think it's over near the squash courts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I can't imagine it's not full of douchebags. Well, there's that new gym in Musselbrook near Harvey Norman there.
Oh, yeah.
Same deal, but I don't have to fucking drive to Musselbrook to work out.
No, let's just...
I had a gym. It was a good gym. I liked the gym. And now they're like, oh, you owe us $155. I'm like, fucking doing anything.
Well,
also, thanks for reading my mail.
No, it was on the bench. It was on the bench.
You didn't have to read it.
It was there. I was having a... No, it was just... It was there. It wasn't like...
Weirdo.
Ripping over your fucking mouth, having a look. Oh, Ben owes money to the fucking... No, it just it was there.
Yeah, no, but I am dealing... Like, I'm working it out. If it gets to the point where I have to pay, I'll pay. Because I just want to start going back. Yeah. I can't go back until this amount's cleared. But I can see it's going to take a while.
That's a fuck around.
Because the debit company was like, oh, we can see how much you pay.
Oh, that's fucking... But no, they were
like,
stupid.
However, your account now owes money, so we don't know if you're in credit or not. I'm like, yes, but wouldn't the amount pre-owing represent that? She goes, oh, no, it just says an amount that you had paid in your account, like your last payments.
That's a fuck around.
Yeah.
This is worse than my Van Shoe incident. Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, get your statements. I'm like, yes, but I can show them the statements, but they could just turn and go, well, you owed us that money.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the bank statements prove fuck all.
Exactly. Fuck around. I need shit.
Yeah, I need to go.
Do you? Why? What are you doing tonight?
Dinner.
What time is it?
It's 5:30.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was later. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to miss my Pilates class. That was a joke. Come on, did you laugh?
Like
you
do
Pilates.
You
laughed.
You
do
yoga.
You laughed.
Oh, God.
You laughed. So shit. No, you came on this fucking podcast and said you are the body of a male to female transgender. You're terrible at talking to men and women.
No, I said you're awkward around men.
And women.
I never said you're awkward around
men. Am I?
Yes.
Whatever, thanks for joining. I was fucking... When did it cut out?
Oh, like before I... Like a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Why didn't you say anything?